Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, everybody, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for checking out the podcast. And happy post-Thanksgiving. Get off the sofa, fluff the cushions, because it's a busy, busy month. And for the first Wednesday of the month, there are so many new all-age comics coming out. It is mental. It is intimidating. But don't fret. We'll hold your hand and walk you through the process because there are so many coming out. There's something at the store this week for you. Case in point, Angry Birds. Super Angry Birds. It's a fabulous miniseries. And the last issue of that miniseries, number 4 of 4, comes out this week. Jeff Parker has the story on this. And it's from IDW. Side note, the music that you hear in the podcast this week is from Jahzar. J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R. The name in itself sounds like a comic book villain. In actuality, he's a talented musician that plays all sorts of instrumental rock that you can find over at Free Music Archive. And it's fabulous stuff. It's very reminiscent of 80s alt rock, but he also does a lot of world music. So check it out if that is your scene. It's good for the podcast, and we like it in our side time. Also, while you're at the supermarket this week, be sure to look for Archie Comics Double Digest. Wow, it's number 264. And what's cool about this, it's the small digest that you can impulse buy when you're at Publix or Kroger or some other supermarket and buying stuff. And it's pretty cheap. It's only $4 for a lot of stories for that. And it's number 264, so that means they didn't succumb to the reboot mania that everybody else had. Having said that, we're big fans of the Archie reboot, but we've praised that series afterward. You probably know that, and if you haven't, the Archie reboot is fabulous. Go check it out. Atomic Robo and the Ring of Fire, number 4 of 5, comes out this week. I don't know too much about this series. It's science fiction based all ages that has a robot who's apparently atomic. Really, I don't know anything about this. And the synopsis that I have doesn't really lean any information to it, other than it's science fiction based, and it's pretty funny, and it's pretty silly. Batman 66. It's a big weekend for Batman 66. Big week, rather. Because there are two of the hardcover trade paperbacks, the trade paperbacks coming out that collect some of the previous Batman 66 issues. You've got Batman 66 Trade Paperback Volume 3. Wow, that comes out. And that collects issues 11 through 16 of the collection. It features Jeff Parker, Jonathan Case, and Michael Allred, created by, it's one of those DC titles. And if you can't get enough of that, you can also check out Batman 66. It's the Trade Paperback Volume 4. From Jeff Parker, Scott Kowalczyk, and Michael Allred. This one collects issues 17 through 22 from Batman 66, and Batman 66, The Lost Episode, number 1. Batman 66 is going to end its run on DC very soon, and then it's going to combine forces with The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Batman 66 meets The Man from U.N.C.L.E. starts in January, and I'm not sure if that's a miniseries or if it's going to be an ongoing thing, but that starts in January. Bob's Burgers is a fabulous ongoing title from Dynamite. And number 6 comes out this week. The only thing I would warn you on this one is if you're buying this for a child, or your child is buying this because they love the series, and maybe they're 8 or under, the comic is appropriate for them. Maybe 6 and up. But it may have some adverts from Dynamite's other titles that are not going to be all-age friendly. So keep an eye out on that. That's Bob's Burgers, number 6. Donald Duck, number 8, comes out this week also. And this is of note because IDW released all of the, not all of them, I'll say the flagship Walt Disney titles again. And this is the 8th issue for Donald Duck. And also this week, speaking of, Donald Duck, Diabolical Duck. It's the Avenger trade paperback. This one collects issues 4 through 6 of that same series. And it's a fun series. If your kid likes Walt Disney World, even Walt Disney, Donald Duck, they want to get down with a classic comic book character, not like, you know, Othello or something. This is an opportunity for them, unless they really want to read Classics Illustrated Othello, which you could probably get for a dollar or so at your local comic book store or on eBay. This one, speaking of a classic, this is not a classic yet, but it has tangents in the realm of classic. The graphic novel for Feathers comes out this week. And Feathers is not a rip on an 80s alt movie with a one and a writer. It is a trade paperback graphic novel about a boy who is born covered in black feathers. And he spends his life. And the boy's name is Poe. So it's very clever. It's deep. It's kind of deep. It's deeper than My Little Pony. So that's saying something. But it's a funny little book, and this covers all six issues from the limited series, and it's from Boom Studios. So it's more intelligent than the average all-age book, but there's nothing objectionable or offensive for parents. So if you've got a child that loves the classics and is smart enough to get the humor in this, someone who's born with black feathers and whose name is Poe. Aha, check it out. It's a graphic novel, Feathers, just under $20. And it's from Jorge Corina. You'll recognize some of the art that looks similar to the folks from Teen Titans Go. That's because he's behind that. Fabulous stuff there. Our favorite cat who likes lasagna is, you know who it is, Garfield's Cheesy Holiday. It's a one-shot special. This one has a story called The Lasagna Monster That Stole Christmas. Kind of ripped from The Grinch That Stole Christmas. But it's a classic tale. It's an overweight cat and a cheesy lasagna monster. What is not to love? Plus, it's Garfield. You know, he's kind of fun. Even Bill Murray wasn't doing the voice. Having said that, if you saw the movie, and who was it? It was in one of the remakes. And it was Bill Murray. They asked Bill Murray why he agreed to do the voice for Garfield in the movie. It's because he thought the directors were someone else. He thought it was the directors who did Fargo and stuff. And when he got into the movie, he realized it wasn't the Coen brothers, but it was somebody else named Coen. Funny story. It's available on YouTube, that story, if you want to look for it somewhere. Speaking of Bill Murray, let's go back old school. Ghostbusters Get Real. It's a trade paperback, just under $15. That comes out this week. And that's a great book because it's done by Eric Burnham, who's a class A dude. Really great. And Ghostbusters, it's one of those titles you can read as a family, and everybody will dig it to some extent. That's Ghostbusters Get Real. One of the monthly titles that comes out now, that kind of slides under your radar a little bit because not many issues are going to be at your local comic book store, is Invader Zim. And if you look at it, you'll recognize the character from some games and from pop culture. You'll look at the cover and say, I recognize it to some extent. It's from Oni Press, and in this one, Dib wakes up in a world where Zim rules the earth and forces his subjects, including Dib, to perform in deadly games for his amusement. So it's kind of like Hunger Games, Invader Zim style, in the dream. But it's Invader Zim, and it's pretty fun stuff. It's a good, you don't want to call it an alternative comic, because it sounds, to an extent, all of these are, because there aren't many of these produced. But Invader Zim has a story that's a little bit more left of center. In other words, there's no traditional superhero. So it's not going to appeal to all kids, but if you have a child that likes kind of left-of-center stories, check out Invader Zim. Our favorite book this week, there's no sugarcoating this, is Jim Henson's Storyteller Dragons. This is the first issue. Why I love this, and I haven't even read the book, I'm just going to say I like this, because Jim Henson's Storyteller Witches came out last year. Fabulous books. Each book told the story of a witch in different cultures around the world. In this series, it's dragons around the world with art that is really, it's beautiful. It's really, it's great stuff. It features the art from Fabian Rangel, who does some of the stuff with Mouse Guard, does the story on that one. And the artist is Daniel Bayless, who does Translucid. This story is called Son of the Serpent, and the art is really cool. It features it's a Native American story about a horned snake, and then the cover has a horned snake elk-like figure jumping out of a lake to attack some people in a boat. Now you're saying, that didn't sound like all ages, but the content of it is going to be good for upper middle school and above. It may be a little too much or not interested to our six-year-old, but ages 8 and above, they're going to latch onto this like nobody's business if they're given the chance, because it's fabulous stuff. Kung Fu Panda comes out in theaters January, and lo and behold, Kung Fu Panda 3 of 4, it's a miniseries from Titan, comes out. Yeah, and this one, it's... The title is called Days of Thunder, D-A-Z-E. It's about Poe leading up to the big finale in this miniseries. And it's a brand new series, not related to the movies at all. Thankfully not the second one. Hopefully to the third one, which looks pretty good. Comes out this week. Looney Tunes number 228 comes out this week. And the cover on this one features Daffy Duck in a library, yelling with Porky Pig climbing a stack of books to shush him, apparently. These are all original stories, and it's a great storybook. My one qualm with this book was that, as an adult, it had a lot of white space around the pages. It's a minor technicality. If you like the classics, again, not the Othello-type classics, but the modern comic classics, check out Looney Tunes number 228. Plus, it's cool that they never rebooted. Great music, isn't it? It's very straight up anything you want it to be. I think it's very kind of classic alt rock, but it's great stuff. Munchkin Deck the Dungeons comes out. If you have a child that likes card games and plays Munchkin, maybe they're digging into the monthly series. If so, they're going to want to check this out, because it's Munchkin Deck the Dungeons number 1. It's the special Yuletide issue. And what it is basically the Charles Dickens story done Munchkin style. That's not with Little Donuts. It's with the comic book character and the card game character. My Little Pony Friends Forever number 23 comes out. It does. Out in stores. Applejack and Fluttershy Go Camping. Applejack and Fluttershy Go Camping. That's right. I said it twice. A lot of kids love this series, and it's fabulous. Our 6-year-old used to like it a lot. Now he's curious about it. So don't be scared. Go buy it. My Little Pony Friends Forever, number 23. If you want to get caught up on some older stories from My Little Pony, one of the trade paperbacks that collects issues 17 through 20 from the Friends Forever series comes out this week. I'm looking at the cover, and they're making a cake, and it looks like someone's sick. So they're making a cake for a sick friend. See, it teaches great values. That's what it does. One comic that probably does not teach great values, but is ridiculously entertaining, is Regular Show. Just like the comic, just like the cartoon, rather, on Cartoon Network. It's silly. It's a little surreal. It's very weird. This comic is fabulous, though. It's awesome. And if you like the cartoon, you're going to love this comic. It's Regular Show 30. And just below that is a Simpsons Illustrated, number 20. And that's just under $4. What's neat about this is kind of a greatest hits of previously released Simpsons stories. So if you can't buy the Simpsons comics that comes out every month, you can check out Simpsons Illustrated, which comes out a couple of times a year, and get some of the better stories from the comic. And if you're don't have time and you just want to wander into a store and get a comic or two that get you up to speed, or get your child up to speed on what's cool for all ages, you could either dig into Regular Show or Simpsons Illustrated, and boom, you're good to go. And bonus, both your kids are going to know both of those. Regular Show, certainly. Simpsons, they'll know from a pop culture standpoint if they've seen an episode or two. I don't know, but they should. Skylanders Superchargers comes out. That's number two, comes out this week. Superchargers is the new video game from Skylanders. We played it for the first time last week, and it's cool. What I like about it, it incorporates the vehicle elements, because that's always my favorite type of gameplay. It's vehicles, it's rockets, it's cars that go fast, it's boats that can zip along things. Skylanders Superchargers, we'll review the video game next week. Number two of the comic from IDW starts, it comes out this week rather. And I mentioned a couple times, when I was a child, one thing that got me into reading was reading Spidey comics from Marvel and Electric Company. It's been rebooted for a new millennium. Oh my goodness, Spidey number one. It's the same title, same name, but the art is a little more modern, of course, and the story is more contemporary about Peter Parker's early days. So he's in high school, he's figuring himself out, he's trying to figure out what's up with girls, what's up with this radioactive spider. But his nemesis, like Doc Ock, Sandman, they're all in there too. And what's interesting here is that Marvel puts this as rated T, teen. I don't think that's going to be the case, because Marvel does this with Unbeatable Squirrel Girl and one other title that's really squarely in the all-age set. But they kind of demo it up a little bit, possibly to sell more copies, or possibly just to cover their bets. Regardless, I wouldn't have any qualms about giving Spidey to a 7-8-year-old. Not at all. Number one comes out this week. The Force is with you, and it is in your freezer, and it can freeze ice into the shape of Lord Vader and Stormtroopers. You know you want this. It's $8, and it's a Stormtrooper Darth Vader ice cube tray, as opposed to Ice Cube doing the soundtrack to Stormtrooper and Darth Vader's in the freezer. That makes no sense. Q would not be down with that. He's already, he's busy in Hollywood now. Really. That comes out. It's just under $8. It may not be at your local comic book store. You may have to order it from your comic book store. Or you can also check out the link on the website. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Casey and April Trade Paperback comes out this week. This is a story solely devoted to Casey and April. They take a road trip around the Southwest to dig up clues about Turtle Mania and things that are related to them. Woohoo! Again, younger kids won't like this. Teen kids who are down with the Turtles will like this if they didn't follow the miniseries issues 1-6 when it came out earlier this year. Kids will, however, certainly dig Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Color Classics Series 3, Issue 12. A lot of pauses and hyperbole there. But that's it's more throwback turtles to just after their origin. It's a little more action oriented. So again, nothing bad in this title, but it's not going to have the comic cartoon rounded appearance as the other turtle title that is squarely aimed at all ages. So we'll call this one, you know what? If you're in middle school and up, you may want to check that out. Because some of the cartoon play may be a little too realistic for some parents. Middle schoolers and up are going to dig this, if they're of the classic bent. It's Toil and Trouble, issue 4-6. So 6 of these are coming out, and this is issue 4. This is the story of Macbeth, told from the perspective of the witches. So it's neat. So it's a new story that takes place within Shakespeare's Macbeth. Pretty cool. That's issue 4-6 from Toil and Trouble. Comes out this week. So the trade paperback will be out in mid-February 2016. If you want to hold off and just get all 6 issues then. Otherwise, check your local comic book store or back order them. Issues 1-3. Transformers 48 comes out. This is not the Transformers series that's like the Turtles. It's not rounded, cartoony. It's more slightly more realistic, but still okay for all ages. And that's issue 48. And file under It Must Be Christmas, Transformers Holiday Special. Holidays in the Stars. It's 3 brand new stories from 3 robots that transform into things that save humanity. That's my commentary. But that comes out this week also. Transformers Holiday Special. And the art on this one, it's good for teen, middle school and up, and diehard Transformers fans. You know who you are. You liked that most recent movie, even though I couldn't see it. I heard it was 2 hours and 45 minutes long. That's why I couldn't see it. I was curious about it, because Marky Mark can really do no wrong. I just called him Marky Mark, didn't I? He still can do no wrong, even as a pop star. I'll go there. Hey, the final all-ages comic coming out this week is another one from Marvel that is unfairly tagged T+, but is great for any age. It's Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, trade paperback, Volume 2. This one collects the final issues from the series before it got rebooted. And reboot is kind of an unfair term there. This collects issues 5 through 8, as well as a couple bits and pieces from other issues that had Squirrel Girl in it. And I say unfairly rebooted because they didn't reboot that series because it was lame or it wasn't doing well. That was part of the whole shakeout of Marvel, and we're going to set everything back to number one. Call it what you will, but Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, Volume 2, and this is catchy. Squirrel Girl, Squirrel, you know it's you. Squirrel, you know it's true. Let's say that again. Squirrel, you know it's true. That's the name of the trade paperback. See, it's got a spot on sense of humor about it that adults are gonna like, and children are gonna like the hero aspects of Squirrel Girl, how she handles problems, how she can do things. So it's great for lots of issues. So it's gonna be a busy month for comics. That's what this teaches me. For a while, the first week in December, lots of stuff. If you have any questions, would you please drop us a tweet at Daddy Mojo, or you can email us trey@daddymojo.net. And that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, please do that. Have a great week and see you soon. Social media.